Hallelujah. Thank you, wonderful Savior. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Lord, you are good. Precious Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. It has drawn us, that has given us life, given us hope. Thank you, Lord, for your atonement that has bought us and changed us and redeemed us. Thank you today, Lord, we can stand in your presence, covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, unashamed, unafraid, and with confidence we come to the throne. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us, that you desire us. Yes. And so we come. Jesus, I pray you would minister to every need, Lord, of every heart here today. The burdens that we have carried, the cares that maybe no one else knows of, but they weigh us down and they keep us up at night, Lord. And we ask now for that grace that would just come and give us assurance and give us confidence, Lord, that you do all things well. Lord, that we would trust you today. And so we come and we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And thank you for calling us, Lord, into your presence. And thank you for these moments that we have, Lord, to look to Jesus. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. And it is good to be together in the house of the Lord and worship. And I may have heard one of the best lines ever in my life at camp as one of the children, and I don't know who, so you're safe. And they walked in the back door this morning and said, I thought yesterday was Sunday. Every day is Sunday at Pilgrim Camp. But we're back. But it's good. Today will be a little bit different than other Sundays, and I'll give you a couple announcements now to direct you through our day. Right after, let's do it this way. If you have any business that you need to tend to in the office, you're asked to do that in the afternoons if possible. So if you can wait to do that this afternoon, that would be good. The boathouse is open every day after morning worship until noon, and then the afternoon 1:30 to 3:30, and the evening 6:30 to 7:30. There are boats and canoes available. You see the storekeeper, Sister Maureen, our boathouse lady, and she will help you with that and getting you set up for boats. We have some tournaments that are scheduled, just kind of impromptu a little bit. But if anybody's interested in ping pong, shuffleboard, I don't know if Sister Susan here? Not right now. Okay, but she's going to kind of coordinate some of that, and we'll have some help down there with her. But if you want to go down, there may be cliff diving off of Watch Rock. I heard rumor. But go to the boathouse about 15 minutes after we're done this morning, and if you want to get involved, you don't have to be good. You'll just get beat quick, but we'll have fun. There may be some things later, some board games this afternoon that Sister Susan may have. She said she's putting together, so for those of you who can't play ping pong, you could do something like that as well. And tonight will be a little bit different. Our meeting is at 8:15, but we're going to do it at the beach tonight. Okay, so we'll just meet right down there, and we'll have a bonfire and be a little bit more casual. It'll probably get cool, so prepare for that. Dress accordingly. And that'll be at 8:15. And I think that covers it. Okay, so you can just kind of, and make sure, I think the life jacket thing is an important thing, especially for your children. Don't just have them in the boat if they're younger. I think that's the policy. Make sure they're on them, and so we don't have any, for everybody. Okay, so everybody should have that on you when you take the boats out. So enjoy that, and we look forward to a great day. We sang last night. Well, I think we may have sang the chorus once or twice this week, and we sang one verse last night that was prompted by a testimony, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I thought maybe let's just take a look. It's a very familiar song. And if you want to look at Genesis 8 and 9, this isn't the main thought for the morning, but I thought we'll look at this. We'll sing it again. Can you ever sing that song too many times? I don't know. And I've found that sometimes we sing things that we don't understand, or we understand partly. And this is one of the songs, again, for a long time, I may be just a slow learner in a lot of things, but for a long time I just sang and knew all the verses, and it was nice, but a lot of it I thought was just kind of poetry, which is a lot of what songs are. Somebody gets a nice thought, or it's based on something, and they just weave it very loosely to make it all fit with the music and the rhyming. And we talk about the faithfulness of God, particularly in the covenant he made with Noah in chapter 9. And we liken or we associate the covenant God made with Noah with what symbol? The rainbow. And so I think everybody in the world knows the rainbow association. And so when we see a rainbow, we get excited, especially as Christians, and we say, remember Noah, remember God's promise. The problem is we don't see rainbows very often. And we saw one during our VBS a couple weeks. It was a double rainbow we saw in New Jersey. Some of you may have, you saw that one. And it was so vivid. And everybody stopped, even on the road. I ran down to the store, and people are pulling over, and they've got their cameras, phones, and everybody's taking pictures, and everybody stopped to see this rare sight. And so are we supposed to only remember the faithfulness of God and the covenant he made with a rainbow? Where does Genesis 8, let's just look here at the end of the chapter, so that when we sing the song and when we wake up every morning, we don't need to wait for a rainbow to appreciate this, or wait for a solar eclipse every 30-something years. In chapter 9, there's the covenant and the rainbow sign, but prior to that, in chapter 8, in verse 20, and again, I just call your attention to some of the paragraph headings, a little bit of help. And above chapter 20 in my Bible, the heading is God's Covenant with Noah. But you don't get to that rainbow until later in the middle of chapter 9. But it indicates here that the covenant begins here in chapter 8, verse 20. Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of the of every clean animal, some of every clean bird, offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma. The Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. He goes on with the account here, the blessings, and follows and concludes with the rainbow covenant. But here, what we see and what we sing in that song is God is saying, I will show my faithfulness every time the sun comes up in the morning, every time the sun sets, every time spring hits and you start planting seed, and in the harvest that seed brings forth fruit. Every cycle that there is in this universe, you need to know my hand is on that. And so when you can, like was mentioned, to the second, we can say, this is sunrise, this is sunset, this is the hour that spring begins, this is the hour that winter begins, this is we can set our clocks to the very second, year after year, century after century. And what we're told here in Genesis is that God made a covenant that I will keep order in the entire universe, and you can count on my faithfulness. To the second, you can count on my faithfulness. And so we don't have to wait for the eclipse this afternoon. Be careful. Viewing that, check out the warnings and the ways to do it, and watch your kids that they don't get in trouble looking at the sun. So just be careful with that. But we'll stand there and we'll be at all. But just remember that and tomorrow, when there's no eclipse, but the sun rises and the sun sets, God is in the day. God is in our moments. God is faithful. And so thank God for rainbows. But when you open your eyes, I think Brother Jim this morning said it, asked him how he was, and I'm alive, I'm awake, it's another day. God is faithful, and he is. Let's sing that. Great is thy faithfulness. Number 12. Hymn number 12.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Yeah.
Today to go to the recycling with all of things that have to be recycled. And I thought of how wonderful it is that even though we have been like Esau and made mistakes along the way, that God's in the recycling business. All I have to do is come to Him and offer myself to Him. Lord Jesus, here I am. He takes us like we are, and He recycles us and makes everything brand new again.
Yes.
And I just want to thank Him for that.
Praise You, Lord. Yes. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus.
And song, Greatest Thy Faithfulness, must be a favorite of most of us because it resonates in our hearts that God is faithful. I know my grandmother, Selma Smith, that was one of her favorites. When we'd ask her what song she'd like to sing, she would say, "Great is Thy faithfulness, because He is faithful." And she found Him faithful for over 90 years. And that's what I also have in my heart, that through my life I've seen that God is faithful. As a teenager, I saw that God is faithful to be my Father, to be a provider, to be someone that I can stand on and can count on. Teaching in Newark, New Jersey, God is my protector, God is my strength, God is my grace. Going to China, God is my helper, God is my shield, my protector, my rock. God is faithful.
Yes,
that's something that we can just stand on solidly. He is our solid rock.
Yes.
He is faithful, and I believe we'll be singing that song forever.
Yes.
Forever and ever, God is faithful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
I thank God for His great faithfulness. I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me. When I was 7, it was very real. I knew I was a sinner. I had a dream that I stood before the throne of God, and Jesus stood there, and He had the books open, and I wanted to go to heaven, and He said, "He's looking for my name in the book," and my name was not in the book. And He turned the pages and turned the pages and turned the pages. Couldn't find my name there. And I cried and I said, "Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins and wash me and make me clean." And I cried that over and over again until I felt the wonderful joy of the Lord that had forgiven me. And when I woke up in the morning, the first thing I told my mother was, "Mommy, Jesus saved me last night. He saved me." And it was so real to my heart. And oh, I'm so thankful that it's still real in my heart.
Yes.
That Jesus saved me. that he shed his precious blood for me and took that awful cross for me because he wanted to love me and save me and bring me to his home someday. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful I belong to Jesus. He's been so good to me. And I've had joys and I've had sorrows, but oh, Jesus has been with me through them all. Through them all, he's helped me. And he's given me his great faithfulness. And in Psalm 78, it tells you about his faithfulness. I'm not going to read it. You can read it when you get home. But oh, his faithfulness is wonderful. And I'm thankful that he saved me and for his great grace. We sang it this morning. Grace, grace. It's not anything that I did, but it's because of his great love. And I thank him for that great love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
The Lord.